You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl was what?
Nurse sent her home?
Yeah, well, here's a better, that's a bad sentence. After the little boy smoked three cigars, one right after another, he what?
He got to vomiting, I know. It'd make him sick.
Okay.
Send him home because he's sick.
All right, if a person had a fixed sick feeling right here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
In the pit of his stomach.
Okay. Do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if someone of the guests wants to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I've seen a lot of them. I didn't approve of the way they acted all after the wedding.
But is there a specific name for that kind of party or that kind of...
It's just a boisterous, noisy party. That's
okay.
All.
What would you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? I mean, you might say to a child, you better behave or what we're getting.
I didn't ever tell my children that if you don't beat Eve, I'll beat the devil out you. I didn't try to scare my children, nothing. But I have heard people say, if you don't behave yourself, the old goblin will get you, or something other like that.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your door on Christmas morning, how would you greet him?
Say good morning, Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far?
Carry it very far.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Well, you got a dozen of them lives in water with a hard shell. Well, you got the turtle, and you got the big sea turtle, and you got the little mud turtle, and you got well, the copra doesn't live in that, but he stays on land. He's only one of them.
Uh-huh.
But terrapins, they live in water. All of them got hard shells.
Okay. And the one
then we got crabs. They got hard shells certain times, and certain times they haven't got any shell at all.
Uh-huh.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I certainly didn't.
Yeah, they have. They're soft then.
Now, the one that is like that but lives on land, you call it a gopher?
Gopher, yeah.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Inside of him you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got one of the finest pieces of meat in the world is the liver.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got, if you want to clean him, he can have chitlins.
Okay.
But most people eat too much corn in them when they clean them. Meat.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of the egg is yolk, yellow.
Okay. And what you call the upper part of a man's body?
Torso. Chest.
Okay. What would you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? Usually go fishing in.
Well, we call them row boats.
Uh-huh.
And then we can flat-bottom boats. That's about all you would make
for. Okay. What do you normally call the covering for a pillow?
Well, pillow slips.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say something like, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Well, say beat hell out of him, or he gave a good whip.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Calf.
All right. Would you have another thing, another way of saying like that? You might say something like he was down on his what?
Haunches.
Okay.